One of the ways to contain the current economic crisis, it seems, might just to be work less, and a plan to that end is gaining currency in the Czech Republic. The four-day work week has stemmed the rise in unemployment elsewhere, and now it's an idea that is getting support from all sides of the table. Christian Falvey has more.
At first glance, it may not seem an obvious method of combating unemployment in a crisis, but the four-day work week has already had some success in Germany and Austria. Now, as countries in the Czech Republic, like elsewhere, struggle with decreased demand and in turn decrease their wages and workforce, the idea is that the state would subsidize them to send their workers home for a day rather than lay them off. One of the Czech Republic's leading economists, Tomáš Sedláček, told me why such a plan could be of use.
Well, so it has advantages that the costs are carried by all in this case, specifically the state, and the person is more likely to find a new job once the order book is being filled again. So it is more levied, so to speak. It does not really kick into unemployment. The person does not have to look for new ways of employing himself or herself. And it is especially efficient in companies that are cyclically affected. And if this crisis is short-lived, then this makes good sense. And the advantages, of course, are that people have more free time and are willing to take the decrease in real wages, if that is to be the case, more willingly than if they had to still work 5 days a week.
What's more, there seems to be tentative support for such a plan across the board. While the banner of the four-day work week has been taken up by labor unions and the center-left Social Democratic Party, the interim technocratic finance ministry has said it is not opposed, and even the conservative Civic Democrats have said it is one of the options on the table. But of course, no plan is without its drawbacks.
The disadvantage is that the crisis is to be long-term, because this is something that's sustainable only for a limited period of time to be carried by the government. It decreases the competitiveness of a country. It decreases, obviously, the output, which is now being decreased by itself.
Another question is whether it is not already too late to put such a plan into action. Even if it does receive the support of whatever government comes out of autumn elections, the plan could only be put in place in January, and mid-2010 is more likely still. Faint but positive signs pointing to better economic times on the horizon suggest that such a system could be rendered needless not long after its implementation. Mr. Sedláček, for one, believes it might be a good idea in any case, that if the weight is borne by all, that is, the state, the employer, and the worker, the end result is not only better than laying people off, but could have other vital benefits as well.
As it is right now, already has enough. I think our civilization does not have a problem with hunger or malnutrition. One of the main problems that our civilization has, on the other hand, is stress. It's burning out and it's psychological problems. And our society cannot rest. And this, I don't think, is going in a definitely bad direction. The trade-off, of course, will be a decrease in production. The trade-off will be a loss of competitiveness. But if this is something that we want, why not?
Economist Tomáš Sedláček, ending that report by Christian.